Chapter 7.
Three of them,
Amber replied in a strained voice. The wyverns all huffed and blinked in exact unison, as if they could hear Amber's voice in my head. They were like an ugly amalgamation of every reptile I'd ever seen in my life, combined with some weird snake-like, dragon-esque creature. They had visible scales that shimmered like fish skin would in sunlight, except the three of them all had slightly different coloring. The one furthest away from me had a blue tint to its scales, so it looked like a sentient ice sculpture, with frosty blue and cold eyes. The one slightly to the left shimmered with pastel pinks and cool mauves, and the one closest to me, which also happened to be the biggest, had a green sheen to its scales that made it look like it was covered in a glimmering coating of moss.
Easy,
Amber breathed inside my mind, and I wasn't sure whether she was talking to me or at the three wyverns as they stared down at me from their ash-covered nest. You sure you don't know anything about wyverns? I whispered to Amber as I instinctively brought my hands up, palms outward in the universal sign of, I come in peace.
No,
Amber replied.
But they're just animals, right? We can kill animals.
You said these ones spit fire and fly, I hissed as I tried to swallow the lump in my throat.
You've got this,
Amber told me firmly, and I could imagine her nodding with a pout forming on her perfect pink lips.
You killed a river troll, and he was much bigger.
There was also only one of him, I replied in a strained voice. And he was stupid. These things are... My words were cut off when the largest wyvern lifted its angular head up toward the sky and screamed. The sound was so high, shrill, and downright terrifying that it made me instantly cringe. It was like nails on a chalkboard, and as loud as an emergency siren, and I could see the wyvern's pointed tongue as it lashed past rows of razor-sharp teeth. The other two creatures screamed in response to their biggest companion's call, and the three shrieks rattled around the clearing and made my jaw clench with their ferocity. I guess I should just start shooting? I yelled above the chaos.
Yes!
Amber shouted in my mind.
Before they take flight!
I immediately pulled an arrow from my quiver and knocked it on the string as fast as I could. And even in my hurry and panic, I noticed how natural wielding a bow and arrow had started to feel. Maybe I had Amber to thank for that, and I made a mental note to take her to some sort of archery firing range back in Brooklyn. I didn't give myself the time to get lost in a daydream, though, and I immediately fired a thin arrow right at the big green wyvern's head. My aim was true, and the arrow catapulted toward the creature's still open mouth, and with a satisfying thud, it sunk deep into the flesh of its upper jaw. The green wyvern's shriek gagged and choked, and the lizard-like creature gurgled in shock and pain as it shook its head furiously. I had about half a second of triumph before the green wyvern growled, snapped its jaw together, and ended up literally chewing and spitting out my little wooden arrow. It ground its sharp yellowed teeth again and rounded on me fully, and the purple and blue wyverns immediately followed suit, so I was suddenly in a full-blown staring contest with three 8-foot-tall winged lizards. Shit, I muttered. For another split second, the wyverns studied me. With their ragged, pointed tails swaying from side to side, and their cold eyes narrowed and fixated on where I stood with my bow and arrow. Then, with a sudden whoosh, all three creatures flapped their monstrous wings, and I could see how the membrane between the bones was so thin it sparkled translucently in the sunlight, as all three of them launched themselves into the sky. They screeched and called out to each other as they circled the clearing, and I immediately dove for cover behind a charred tree stump that was about as wide as an old car.
What's your plan?
Amber asked as I caught my breath. No idea, I admitted, and I quickly knocked another arrow against the tight bowstring. Fire at them until one hits home, rinse and repeat?
Through the throat or through the eye is probably the only way to actually kill them,
Amber said in what I assumed was meant to be a helpful tone. So I need laser accuracy. I sighed as I peered tentatively around the edge of the blackened tree stump. Awesome.
I can help,
Amber reminded.
I will always help you.
Good, because I'm going to need it. I grunted as I shifted myself into a better position. The three wyverns circled high above me like eagles, and their otherworldly shrieks were so loud they made the leaves on every tree rattle, as if their screams were physical sonic booms. I let them continue their warning dance in the air above me and kept my grip firm on Amber's sleek, leather-covered grip. The tree stump was on the edge of their nest area, where the grass was almost green again as it met the tree line. The center of the clearing was covered in dark gray ash, and I could see their huge nest wasn't just made up of broken tree branches. There were definitely bones in the structure, too. And even though I wasn't a surgeon familiar with anatomy, I was willing to bet good money that some of them once belonged to humans.
"They're dropping?"
Amber mentioned in my mind, and I looked up to see she was right. The three wyverns had lowered their flight to just above the trees, and I could feel the beat of their skeletal wings against the air as they flapped rhythmically in order to keep afloat. "I wonder why they haven't fired at me yet," I murmured as I watched them in the air above me.
"They only have so much,"
Amber explained in my mind.
"It takes all of their strength to summon fire."
"So they really are the lamer version of dragons, then," I snickered under my breath. The green wyvern, which was the biggest of the three, took point in the group, and I figured if I could take him out first, then the other two would end up so enraged they'd become easier to pick off. I shifted my weight into a sturdy crouch, while making sure to keep the majority of my body covered by the blackened tree stump. And then I cocked my bow above the charred wood at an almost right angle.
"Aim for the eye,"
Amber said, as I looked down the length of the thin wooden arrow. The green wyvern slowly flapped his wings again, and then started to circle further down, past the tops of the trees, and back into the clearing, and I held my breath tightly in my throat as I aimed. Just as the huge, green-colored monster started to take a deep breath, and his head cocked back slightly as it prepared to shriek at the sky again, I let loose. The arrow shot through the air with a deadly hiss, and it flew straight into the wyvern's pointed face. My aim was true, but at the wrong angle, so the arrowhead sliced through the creature's eye instead of burying itself into his head. A light spray of blood exploded from the side of the wyvern's scaly face, and its screech faltered in its throat as the two wings on either side of him flapped furiously. He tumbled down from the sky in surprise, but managed to catch himself just as he was about to hit the ground. And his clawed feet skidded into the ash and mud as he rounded on me with his left eye pouring hot, sticky blood onto the shimmering green of his scales. His two companions were still in flight, and as they called down to him in confusion, their high-pitched wails set the hairs on the back of my neck up. The green wyvern shook his reptilian head and let out an even louder screech. The sound was so loud, so full of fury, that it shook right through my bones.
"Now he's upset,"
Amber noted helpfully. "Shit," I growled again as I grabbed another arrow from the leather quiver on my back.
"Again,"
Amber instructed.
"While he's enraged."
I drew the bowstring tight as I gripped onto the fletching of the arrow, and I hustled around to the other side of the blackened tree trunk that acted as my only source of cover, so I could watch the wyvern scream. His eye was now just a mess of blood on his angular face, and his snarl continued long after he'd finished his screech, like the steady thrum of an engine. He stomped his clawed feet into the ash around him and shook his head again like a huge scaly dog.
"Now!"
Amber yelled in my head, but I'd already let the arrow loose before she could call it. We'd become so in sync with each other, with her in my head and me carrying her, that we both knew the plan before either of us could actually voice it. I watched as the arrow sang through the air with its own deadly song, and this time the thin shaft of wood buried itself deep into the green wyvern's good eye, and I huffed out a breathless, triumphant laugh as the now blind creature started to stumble. It let out a guttural, gurgling sound as it tried to figure out exactly what had just happened, but before it could let out another scream, the green wyvern fell to the ground in a heap of scales and sinewy wings and was finally still. "Yes!" I hollered as I punched the air with my bow.
"No time for celebrating,"
Amber said.
"Now the other two are really pissed with you."
The purple and blue wyverns both let out horrified screams when they realized the biggest of their group had been killed, and they flapped their wings as they prepared to immediately dive-bomb me. They knew exactly where I was, so I quickly scrambled away from the charred tree stump and made a beeline for the trees. I figured it'd be harder for them to fly at me if I had the cover of the branches, and it might be easier to fire off some arrows at them with more cover. I skidded on the grass and broken twigs as I stuck out an arm to grab the nearest tree trunk and flung myself around it. I could hear the two slightly smaller wyverns as they thudded to the ground, and I skittered through the trees until I found two particularly wide ones that provided some much-needed cover, but were on the edge of the tree line enough that I could see the two monstrous creatures as they nudged their fallen brother with their noses.
"Do it now,"
Amber whispered in my head.
"While they're distracted."
"This is kind of crazy. I'm a city boy, remember? I've never gone hunting."
"You're a natural,"
Amber assured me with another whisper.
"You've got this, James."
I took a steadying breath as I peered around one of the thick tree trunks, and I could see both pastel-colored wyverns still mewling softly over their fallen comrade's lifeless body. I kept my eyes on them and reached behind my left shoulder again for another arrow, but as I unsheathed it and brought the bow up to my chest, a twig beneath my shoe suddenly snapped. I froze as I watched both the blue and purple wyverns whip their heads around toward the sound, and I knew in my gut that they could absolutely sense exactly where I was. But I still had the cover of the trees now that I was no longer in the clearing, so I kept the majority of my body behind the tree trunk as I hurriedly knocked an arrow in place and brought the bowstring back. I was too eager this time, though, probably thanks to both of those creatures immediately snapping their heads around toward me like a damn horror movie, and the wooden arrow bounced off the mauve-colored scales of the purple wyvern. The two lizard-like creatures stared at the arrow where it laid shattered on the ground, broken into pieces, and then turned their gazes back to the point in the tree line where I stood. It was almost comedic, until they opened their mouths again. The two banshee-like shrieks reverberated loudly around the clearing, and I heard a bunch of sparrows take flight in surprise somewhere in the distance as I quickly pulled another arrow from the quiver on my back.
James?
Amber's voice suddenly had its own touch of panic. What? I asked in a low voice as I kept my eyes on the reptilian beasts and knocked the arrow against the bowstring.
Maybe staying in one spot isn't such a good idea.
Amber groaned. I was just about to question her when the wyverns answered me themselves. Instead of screaming in my direction, the two winged monsters took a huge breath each and spat a long tongue of fire at where I hid in the trees. I had about a half second to react, and I flung myself forward and to the left, which got me out of the way of the flames but pushed me right back into the clearing with no cover. Shit! I yelled as the wyvern screeched again, and I took off at a sprint. The purple-colored one stomped its feet and spewed another column of rolling flames my way. I barely dodged the attack as it scorched the ground, and the frosty blue one skidded in front of me and opened its jaws. I stumbled and jumped to the right as the two ropes of pure fire from each wyvern joined on the ground and set the already ashen mud alight again. Now what? I screamed as I dodged and weaved my way around the clearing while two fantastical beasts spat gigantic balls of fire at me.
I can help!
Amber shouted back in my mind, and she repeated herself over and over.
I can help, I can help, I can help!
Okay, great! I replied breathlessly as the blue-colored wyvern cut me off again, and I quickly scrambled out of its path. How?
Your tattoo?
Amber gasped breathlessly.
Make a choice!
I didn't have time to look at my left hand where my skill tree thing was, because the purple-scaled wyvern met me with another screech. I grunted as I threw myself across the clearing, and I did a full somersault over ash and mud and bone fragments as I collapsed into a breathless heap behind the wyvern's nest. I suddenly realized everything they were doing was them in survival mode, because as I peered through a maze of twigs and bones, I spotted two huge, opalescent eggs nestled within a bed of dried moss and feathers. Ah, they're gonna be real fucking pissed now! I groaned as I edged myself around the curve of the huge nest. Both wyverns had their angular faces pointed toward where I hid behind their nest, though they'd stopped shooting columns of fire from their throats out of fear of hurting their eggs.
I can help!
Amber repeated in a desperate voice.
Make your choice!
I don't know what you mean! I panted. I'm sure you can help, but—
The tattoo!
Amber shouted desperately in my mind as the wyverns both started to stalk toward me again.
Choose!
I looked down at my left hand where it gripped onto the smooth wood of Amber's bow, and finally noticed what she was referring to. The tree-like tattoo on the back of my hand had two new icons below a marking that resembled the bow and arrow. One looked kind of like a snowflake, and the other resembled a flame. What, I can imbue arrows with special powers now? I let out a surprised, adrenaline-fueled chuckle.
You have to choose!
Amber repeated with a groan.
No!
Ice! I yelled at my hand as I skittered around the edge of the nest. I choose ice! Give me the power of ice! Amber's bow suddenly became freezing to the touch, though just for an elongated second, and the sensation surprised me so much that I let out a shocked yell and dropped the weapon into the muddy ash at my feet. I watched in awe as the polished wood glowed momentarily with a neon blue light, and when it faded, I could see a gorgeous sapphire-like gem inlaid right into the wood itself, exactly where the grip was.
Try it now?
Amber said excitedly. I scooped the bow back up, grabbed an arrow from the quiver, and quickly knocked it onto the string. The two wyverns huffed and snorted and clawed at the ground in frustration, both of them desperate to spit fire at me, but cautious not to destroy their eggs and nest. I pulled the arrow tight in the string and quickly took aim at the closest wyvern, which was the blue-colored one that already looked like it was covered in the morning frost. The arrow sang through the air, and the moment it came into contact with the fire-breathing wyvern, an actual frost spread out across the creature's blue scales from where the arrow had sunk into its back leg. It was only a flesh wound for the creature, but the added ice element almost froze its leg, and the beast let out a long, surprised groan as the ice continued to spread. The wyvern let out a frustrated screech and bent its long neck around until its teeth started to grapple with the icy arrow stuck into its back leg. It eventually managed to snap and yank the arrow out, and the frost quickly dissipated.
Holy shit, that's cool!
I breathed as I quickly grabbed another arrow.
We need to get them in the throat,
Amber said decidedly.
We need to turn their fire into ice.
If we can freeze them completely, we can shatter them. I nodded in eager agreement with my warrior woman. Good thinking.
Aim, fire, and I'll make sure those arrows hit,
Amber said confidently.
The blue one, it's still disoriented. Focus on that one first.
I did as suggested and aimed another arrow at the blue-scaled creature, and I waited impatiently for it to turn toward me once again. But it was like I'd managed to actually make it wary of me, and it just clawed at the ashy ground in frustration, while its purple-colored mate did the same.
What are they waiting for?
I muttered under my breath as I watched them.
For you to get impatient,
Amber replied in a whisper in the back of my head. Well, lucky for them, patience is not my forte. I groaned and then suddenly heaved myself away from the wyvern nest before Amber could tell me to stop. I took off at a sprint and didn't look back as I headed toward the tree line once again. The two wyverns let out furious shrieks the moment they saw me, and I ducked and weaved and did my best to ignore my instinct to run in a dead straight line.
James, watch out!
Amber shouted in my head. I let the trust I had in her take over and dared to look over my shoulder as I ran. The purple-scaled wyvern had stretched its long jaws wide open to reveal a row of jagged yellow teeth covered in saliva and a fireball rolling inside its throat as it prepared to launch its attack. I kept my legs moving, but grabbed an arrow from the quiver and brought Amber's bow up with my left arm.
Time for some cool shit!
I grunted as I swung the bow around. I used the momentum of my swing to push myself off of the ground and out to the side so that I jumped at an almost perfect right angle. In the split second where my feet left the ground, I pulled the arrow and bowstring tight and took aim at the open jaw of the purple-scaled wyvern and fired. The arrow whistled through the air as I tumbled to the ground, and I instinctively rolled so my momentum carried me even further away from the two scaly creatures that were hot on my tail. The ice-imbued arrow struck gold, because just as the purple wyvern's throat started to bubble with fire that licked its way up past its teeth, the frost took over. The ice-powered arrow froze the fire in the beast's throat until it let out a surprised, strangled choke and then another whimper as the purple wyvern tried to catch a breath, and it skidded to a desperate halt as it writhed in shock and fear at what was happening inside its body.
Shoot it again,
Amber urged.
Whilst it's in the freezing process, shoot it again.
I didn't need to, though, because just as I was about to take Amber's advice, the other wyvern with the blue-tinted scales suddenly collided with its purple mate, and the blue creature made the other one shatter into a sudden cloud of glassy scales. The blue wyvern scrambled to claw its feet into the ground to stop itself in its tracks, and it sniffled and growled at the pile of lilac-colored rocks that were now heaped where the purple wyvern just stood.
I can't imagine how confused that thing is going to be.
Amber giggled in my head.
One more, James, you can do this.
Easy. I shrugged with a smirk and knocked another arrow onto Amber's bow. The blue wyvern lifted its head toward the sky and let out a familiar banshee shriek, but the sound barely fazed me anymore. I put my free fingers to my mouth and whistled in reply, and the blue wyvern whipped its ugly head around to face me. I didn't even bother running this time and decided to use the beast's own anger against it. The blue-scaled wyvern ran at me full tilt, with anger in its slitted eyes and sheer fiery fury in its throat. I waited until the flames were licking past its teeth before I cocked my icy arrow and released it again, and this time it hit the jackpot. I watched as the frozen arrow sailed right down the wyvern's long neck, and the thing completely froze from the inside out. The fire within the creature froze into jagged spikes that pushed out through the muscle and scales until the beast exploded just like its purple predecessor. I stood for a moment in the ashy clearing with my heartbeat loud in my ears, and my chest heaved with the exertion as I slowly released the iron-tight grip I had on Amber's bow.
You did it!
Amber whooped in my head, and her excitable voice broke the spell. I let out a loud laugh and doubled over as I caught my breath. Holy shit! I chuckled. Wyverns, never again.
Maybe again.
Amber chuckled.
You are skilled at defeating them.
Well, at least now with your new ice arrows. I know how to defeat them. I grinned as I lifted Amber's bow up to inspect the new addition to its arsenal. The gem that was now inlaid into the bow was a true blue, like a beautiful sapphire. Except the stone wasn't clear. It was full of shards and spikes that looked like tiny icicles trapped in the gemstone itself. Beautiful, I murmured as I ran my thumb across the surface.
It was a good choice,
Amber said approvingly.
Though I'd have liked to have seen fire arrows too.
If there's one for ice, there'll be another for fire somewhere, I offered as I trudged my way across the clearing and toward the wyvern nest.
Having both could be fun,
Amber said, and I could hear the grin in her voice.
Why are you going back to the nest?
Just checking it out. I shrugged as I slung Amber's bow across my back. I wanted to grab one of those wyvern eggs, too.
What for?
Amber asked curiously. Proof. I grunted as I grabbed the ridge of the nest so I could pull my legs over. I need to show the Baron we defeated them.
Good thinking,
Amber said approvingly. Whoa. I whistled as I hopped down into the nest. It was like a graveyard, with numerous bones and skulls covered in ash, moss, and broken tree branches.
Well, definitely a good thing we hunted those things,
Amber said with a grimace in her voice. Yeah, they held no prisoners, I murmured, and I trudged my way through the suspiciously squishy nest and over to where the eggs were nestled in a particularly soft patch of dried algae and moss. They looked like giant opals and had a sheen that caught the sunlight much like the scales of their fully grown counterparts, and I realized there were three of them nestled together. I'll take one, but should I destroy the other two? I asked tentatively.
Probably a good idea,
Amber agreed.
If they hatch, we'd only end up with another wyvern problem close to town.
Would they actually hatch without something to incubate and protect them?
Do you want to take that chance?
Yeah, I guess you're right, I sighed. It just feels wrong.
You're doing the people of Haddon a great service, James,
Amber said softly.
Don't forget that.
I scooped up one of the pearl-colored eggs and with a reluctant groan, smashed the other two with my foot. Luckily, it was just goo and yolk and not a half-grown creature, so I didn't feel quite so bad. Hey, look at that. I kicked some of the scaly shell away and bent down to pick up a very beaten-up sheet of parchment.
What is it?
Amber asked curiously. It looks like a map, I said as I shook the page out. Yeah, look, there's Haddon and the part of the river where I found you beneath the tree. That's also been marked on here.
My location was marked?
Amber asked.
Why would they mark my location? Trolls tend to move around a bit, so it wouldn't have been for that.
Maybe whoever wrote this map knew about you, I offered.
But that must mean they knew of others trapped like me?
Amber asked excitedly.
Right, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Is there anything else marked on the map?
A few things, actually, I chuckled. Haddon and the river troll were marked, but it mostly shows the dungeon beneath my cabin. I wonder who wrote it.
Probably the owner of some of these bones.
Amber sighed.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. I agreed as I clambered back out of the wyvern nest, with the glittering egg safely nestled under one arm, and the dog-eared map in my other hand. But we'll study it properly once we're back in Brooklyn.
Let's get back to the Baron then,
Amber said happily.
And get your hard-earned payment. Can you tell me more about the things you can buy in your world with the gold? It is so exciting.
Sure. I spent the entire rest of our journey back to the Baron's castle, trying to explain to Amber how by doing the Baron's tasks, I'd end up with a huge bank account balance. Then I had to actually explain the process of a bank account to her. And then I told her about what I could spend the money on, like awesome food, clothes for her, a new car, and an amazing house. Once I'd actually gotten into the castle, I had to stop my rambling about how badly I wanted to get to my own apartment with all the money I'd earn, because I figured talking to the voice inside my head would have caused some problems. I found myself wishing for a way to be able to communicate with Amber without coming across like a madman, and I started to wonder whether I could speak telepathically to her in the same way she could to me. I made a mental note to practice with her as I nodded to the guards that were standing on either side of the entrance to the great hall, and the two of them pushed the gigantic wooden doors open for me as I approached.
Sir Miller.
The Baron called out to me when he saw me, and then his shrewd eyes became wide and greedy when he spotted the wyvern egg nestled within the crook of my arm.
Well, I take it you were successful in your endeavor.
There were three wyverns, I said pointedly. I brought this egg back as proof.
Oh, very well done.
The Baron clapped his hands together and motioned for one of the guards behind him to collect the egg for me.
Three wyverns, you say?
Yes, Your Excellency. I nodded. It was quite a challenge. I wanted to play up my success because I figured I could probably get a lot more gold for my troubles.
I have no doubt it was, and yet here you stand victorious.
The Baron smirked down at me from where he was sprawled across one arm of his throne, with his left foot dangling carelessly over the side. I told you, I pledged my services to the town of Hatton. I smiled back up at him, and I could feel the excitement of another payday pushing its way into my grin. I trust you'll pay me accordingly for those services.
Why, of course,
the Baron exclaimed, almost like he was affronted that I'd come to him under the assumption I'd have to ask.
Three wyverns with nothing but a bow. You are quite the warrior, Sir Miller, and you deserve the fame and fortune that goes with it.
Pay him.
The Baron flicked another lazy hand at another guard, who immediately hurried over to hand me a small velvet sack of gold. I opened the drawstring and tried to keep my wide eyes in check. It was almost double what I'd won from the troll, and I started doing frantic mental math in my head to work out how much real-world money I had in my hand. Your generosity is much appreciated. I cleared my throat and closed the drawstring pouch. Thank you.
Thank you, Sir Miller,
the Baron said, and he was suddenly serious.
You rid the town of not just a nuisance, but a danger. I am truly thankful.
Well, I smirked up at the brown-haired Baron as I wound the pouch full of gold into my fist so I could keep a grip on it. Any other monsters that you need slaying? You know who to ask.
And how shall I find you?
The Baron asked. I didn't give him the exact location of my cabin, so I gave him a general location in the woods that was a little ways out from my home base. I also planned to visit Hatton semi-regularly to see if the Baron had quests for me. As the sun started to set over the town of Hatton, and I left the Baron's castle with another hefty pouch of raw gold nuggets, I listened to Amber's anecdotes while I traveled back toward the forest where my little wood shack housed the closet and the portal. I lifted the heavy wooden shutters and clambered down into the stone dungeon just as dusk had fallen, and I let the swirling gold portal transport us back through into my world. I landed on my feet, and Amber slid off my back with a giggle, though not before she planted a lingering kiss against my neck.
Hi.
She smiled as she wrapped her arms around me.
I missed you.
Ah, you just say that to all the guys who rescue you from being trapped in a sentient weapon. I grinned as I held her close to me and breathed in the sweet smell of her red hair. Amber pulled away so she could look up at me, and I instantly recoiled in surprise.
What?
She asked quickly with a frown forming on her face.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I replied and pulled her close again. I'm sorry, nothing's wrong. I just... Here, look. I led her over to my bathroom and stood behind her so she could inspect her reflection in the mirror.
Oh my goodness.
She muttered as she locked eyes with herself, and then she looked up at me still in the reflection. I'd always liked the pale gray of Amber's eyes, but they'd now changed completely. Now when she looked up at me, her eyes had transformed into the exact same shade of blue as the ice power gemstone on her bow.